Monsieur Kofkibble and Yuval Monsieur Tessivin Hay Toshino of June 17, 1976, and Thursday. Continued.
So the Marie Chite is that the Kavone is Kavone of Kima Mitzvah. After all, Chlitze is a Mitzvah. Chlitze is a Mitzvah. So, Memele, the Kavone has to be Kavone of Kima Mitzvah. Kavone of Kima Mitzvah. So that means, according to Marie, that means a big chumre. So, in other words, if, let's say, Chlitze was given, and they had no Kavone of Kima Mitzvah, so then the Chlitze is not effective. I mean, so in other words, sometimes chlitze has to be administered, you know, to a woman, who don't know anything. I mean, don't know a thing. So in other words, who don't have a concept of mitzvah. Sometimes chlitze is given, you know, by such an assimilated yom. I mean, that he doesn't have a concept of mitzvah. He doesn't know what mitzvah means. So it has to be explained to him. I mean, it just cannot be given just like that and tell him to repeat certain words which he doesn't understand. All right, so that's the sheet of the Mari. The Chacham Tzvi mentions a very good raya. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the Kzis HaChreshin doesn't even mention that raya, but it seems to me, I mean, that raya is the Chacham Tzvi is a very strong raya. The Chacham Tzvi in Tshuva Aleph, he says, now there is a whole discussion amongst the Shemim about the Nishumim, whether they can give chlitze, cannot give chlitze. I mean, all kinds of reasons as to why we should not. And most Rishonim say that he can give chlitze. All kinds of reasons. But if the kavone that is required is kavone of kima mitzvah, what kind of a kavone of kima mitzvah is a mishumet capable? What kind of a kavone of kima mitzvah is a mishumet capable? It seems to be a very strong guy. Anyway, the Kzis HaChreshin in Simen Chesh Mishpet, Simen Reish Ainei, so he is machriya like the Marit. It's more mistaba like the Chacham Tzvi. It's more mistaba like the Chacham Tzvi. But of course, when a chlitze is administered, so then the Bezdin has to make sure, has to guide the chilitz and the chilitzes, that they should have both kavanos to be the holidays. Now, the Tzis HaChreshin, Simen Reish Ainei, so he says like the Marit, that it means kavone of kima mitzvah, and he's midayiket from the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah, the Dalet Milches Chulitzah, Allah Heches, he is the Tzorich, shetischavin hayivome shetachlitzlei, v'yischavin hu sheyachlitzlo, v'yasu maisi meilu lishmon. So the Tzis HaChreshin says, what does it mean, v'yasu maisi meilu lishmon? Yasu maisi meilu lishmon means he should be mechavin lishmon, l'shem shamayim, l'shem kima mitzvah. Kavone of kima mitzvah. That's what the Kzis HaChreshin says. Otherwise, why does the Rambam say the Yasim Maisim Eilishma? Now, but it seems a liuk. But my grandfather Rebele in Achil Aliches Eliyahu, he also discusses that question: whether it's kavone of kima mitzvah, or now what does Chacham Tzvi say? It's not kavone of kima mitzvah. So what kind of kavone is it? It's kavone like kavones of kinyan. Ho'eida b'nichsi ha'ge'er u'chisobu shein shalei. One makes a chazoke. He works on the field which really belonged to a ge'er who died. So mainly the field is hefker. But he doesn't know that it belonged to a ge'er who died without yoshim, so mainly it's hefker. He thinks it's his own field. So why is he there? He's there because he wants to take care of it. But he does a maise. He does a maise that he's a chazoke. So loikon, why? Because kavone is like it. So mele, so it's like kavone skinyan. That's what the Chacham Tzvi says. That the kavone of chlitze is like kavone skinyan, like oida b'nichsi agea uchsova shen shalei loikon. So the Kzis HaChreshin says, no, it's not like kavone skinyan. It is kavone mitzvah. V'yasu mais meil nishmon. But I don't think that Rebele mentions that point, but then Rambam certainly does not agree with what the Kzis HaChreshin says, because the Kzis HaChreshin agrees with the Shita of the Marit that the only kavone that is necessary is kavone of kima mitzvah. So why does the Rambam repeat and emphasize in two expressions, v'tzorich shetischaven hayivomo shetachlitzlei v'yischaven hu sheyachlitzlo v'yasu maisei lo lishmon? Apparently the Rambam has reference to two things. Otherwise, he's just repeating himself. It's not the derech of the Rambam to repeat himself. So Rebbele says that it's not kavone sakim amitzim, not like the marit. But, in other words, kavone, let's say it's not mamish like kavone kinyan. Kavone kinyan, so what does kavone mean? It means he has to have kavone to do a maisakim. Because he holds the shovel and he plows the land. So, and he thinks it's his own field, he's just plowing it for his own use. So he's not mischaving to do a maisakim. So, of course, so here, just being mischaving, let's say, of course, so of course, that is necessary, kavonas kinyan. But that's not the only thing that is necessary. According to Chacham Tzvi, so the only kavone that is necessary, kavone to do the maisa kinyan, to do the maisa chvitzi. To the maisa chvitzi. So that means if somebody will just, if the yobim and the yivome will just play around with the shoe of the yobim, and she'll just accidentally strip off the shoe without being mechaving to do a maizach mitzvah, so it's not effective. That goes without saying. Of course, I mean, even according to Marit, it will not be effective, because then there is certainly, so they are misasik in whole maizah, so there is certainly no kavone of kima mitzvah, no maizah mitzvah, nothing. But that is not enough. It is also, Rebbele says, that it also requires kavone to patter the yivam. He has to be mechaving. With this, he has to be mechaving to do a maisach litze and to patter the yivame with that maisach litze. And in other words, so then you'll still ask if he has to have kavone to patter the yivame with that maisach litze. So how can a chlitze be administered to a mishumet? So a mishumet, he doesn't believe the chlitze. So the answer is no. We tell the mishumet that he should say, I am mechavim to patter the yivome with this chalitze. So Mele, even if in his heart, first of all, it's possible, he didn't know he's a mishumet, but in his heart, he does believe. But let's say, even if in his heart he doesn't believe that it patters, and to him, in his heart, he thinks that it's nonsense, that's how the mishumet thinks in his heart, but if he says that he is mischavim, so then it will be the kavone in his heart will be dvorim shebelev. We'll ignore that if he'll say that. So mimele it can be administered even to a mishumet. So in other words, when the Rambam says v'tzorich shetischavin ha'yivom shetachletzlei v'yischavin hu sheyachletzlo, so number one shetachletzlei v'yischavin hu sheyachletzlo means they have to be mechavim to the maise like kavone skinyen. And that's not enough. V'yasu ma'iseilun lishmon. They should do it lishmon for the purpose of being mafkia the zike, of pattering the yivome and all the tzores. And let's say in all the yivome, there are many yivome. So, alright, anyway. But there is a machlis.
Couldn't the Rambam simply mean something like shofar, yachos, lar, shomea, just simply not kavana pinyin or p'tur?
No, but shofar, so but there the kavana is to patter to be made see somebody right. Else,
yeah, no, but here. That, let's say that it should be a cold shofar, not lashir, that kind of kavanah. It should be a kavanah for
maizachlitze. That's kavanah for
maizachlitze.
That's kavanah for maizachlitze. That's kavanah for maizachlitze, not just to have a play, you know, it's right. Kind of a sport, you know, to do exercise, you know, not in that. So then the kavone of maizachlit. So then the pshat is kavone of maizachlit.
Well,
not the pshat. Chacham Tzvi would explain it that way. So in other words, according to Chacham Tzvi, it's not two things. It's one thing. Masmash one, in other words, that we should have kavone to do in maizachlitze, not just to play around. All right, now. So, I think, anyway, it's a machleket between the marit and the Chacham Tzvi. The marit and the Chacham Tzvi. Now, as a matter of fact, the Bezdin that administers a chlitze should be more boki, more oblonding than a Bezdin that administers a get. Because in a get, alright, so in other words, so the get, they have a certain form, a certain standard and everything, I mean, and the biggest amhoretz, a husband, knows the meaning and the significance of a get because there is such a concept. Among in civil law too, so they know that what a divorce means. A divorce terminates ishes, puts an end to the marital relationship. But chlitze, if they are ignoramuses, they don't know anything about yadus, so the mamish wouldn't know. So it might be that the chlitze will not be effective, according to all poskim, according to Marit, according to Chamtze Yamin. You just think it's just a certain kind of a ceremony, I mean, a religious practice, a minig, you know, it's with a lot of pageantry, I mean, and symbolism, this and that. That we can understand. But they have to know that it patterns that without the chlitze, she's asura l'shup. Otherwise, if they don't know it, so that kavone of patterning it. And there are so, unfortunately, there are so many chlitzes administered by business. By business in America, and I'm not referring to conservative business. I'm referring to Orthodox business, where they administer chlitzes and the yovam and the yevamah, they don't know a thing about the nisar of yevamah. They just think it's just a nice thing to do. Nice thing. A religious experience. It's a very nice thing to do. So, sometimes it's enjoyable, sometimes it's not enjoyable. So, it might be that a chlitze, if they don't know the Indian of Zik, not that they have to know, I mean, all the Lombes, I mean, the Machlekes, Rashi and Tetzes, Yezike, Inzike, that they don't have to know. But they have to know that there is a marital attachment. And without Chlitze, she cannot get married. And through Chlitze, this marital attachment is terminated. So as far as the get is concerned, everyone knows that's the purpose of the get. Because everyone knows of a divorce. But this, anyway, that's something else. So, now, I think that the pshat in the Rivon has to be based upon the shita of the Marit. Upon the shita of the Marit. In other words, according to the Marit, that the kavone of chlitze is a kavone of kima mitzvah, so then we see something else. That the thing that is mati of the yivome rishuk, so it's the fulfillment of the mitzvah of chlitze that is matter elishu. Because if we are going to assume it's not the kiyuma mitzvah by the yovam and the yivome that is matter the yivome elishu, but just the ma'isa chlitze, not the kiyuma mitzvah. So why should it require kavone of kiyuma mitzvah? Kavone of kiyuma mitzvah is a aloha, is a prerequisite in the kiyuma mitzvah. So if we say that the matia is the fulfillment of the mitzvah, is the fulfillment of the mitzvah, so then we can understand. So memele, since there is aloche that mitzvah is kavone, so then according to Marit we have to say that kavone is important, is miyakev in the afko azike, only according to mandoma that mitzvah is kavone. But according to mandoma that mitzvah is kavone, So you can be mekayim the mitzvah even without kavone. So then even without kavone of kima mitzvah, there'll be akko ezike. But in Shulchan Aruch there are two days, two rishonim as to whether we pass from mitzvah tzriches kavone or mitzvah sein tzriches kavone. So maybe we require kavone of kima mitzvah. But it could be an afkemine even if we say mitzvah sein tzriches kavone. But if he has kavone, not to be mekayim the mitzvah, so Rabbi Yehuda says, then everyone agrees that is not mekayim the mitzvah. So memele, suppose there is kavone not to be mekayim the mitzvah, so then the chlitze will not be effective according to everybody. So, but one thing is clear from the Marit, that according to the Marit, so the kiyum mitzvah of chlitze. Now, by achinim there is a discussion as to whether chlitze is a mitzvah or not. So that is, I mean, that's very strange that some achinim should say that. There are a number of achinim who say that chlitze is not a mitzvah. Yivu is a mitzvah, chlitze is not a mitzvah. Chlitze is a matter, but all the rishonim say, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah, and then, I mean, the Rosh Hashanah more mitzvah, chlitze kedemes, mitzvah, yivu kedemes. All right, it can be explained. But the rishonim say in so many words, the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Rambam and the Tzvi Yireim and the Smag, they all say, and the Aluches Deiles, they all say that chlitze is a mitzvah. Even though the Samachim say that chlitze is not a mitzvah. All right. So, but from the Marit it appears that not only that chlitze is a mitzvah, but the kiyum mitzvah of chlitze is miyakim in the het alishuk, in the afko azik. And if he is not mikayim the mitzvah of chlitze, even if there is a ma'isa chlitze, but he is not mikayim the mitzvah of chlitze, so mainly there is no afkoas zik. But true that according to all Rishonim, so chlitze is a mitzvah, but It's far, so it's there's something else. Chlitzi the mitzvah. So, and the kviye is because of the mitzvah of makanis es nafshi. We learned in the mishnah today in the morning that bezdin is keife al chlitzi. Why is bezdin keife? Because like lue veninaytel, so bezdin is keife. So chlitzi also bezdin is keife. But that does not mean that the marit is right, that the kavone is the kavone of kima mitzvah. So in chaname, of course, bezdin should guide the chilitz and the chilitzes to be mikai, to have kavone, because otherwise they will not have the kima mitzvah. That in itself is very important, but that does not mean that without kavone, so the afko ezike will not take effect. Because true, there are two halachas in chilitze. First of all, chilitze is a matter, and whether he is mikai in the mitzvah or not mikai in the mitzvah, so even if he's a mishumet, and he doesn't believe and he has kavone not to be mikai, so it's a matter anyway, as the Chacham Tzvi says. But chilitze is also a mitzvah, so of course. So Bezdin has to tell the Chilitz and the Chilitzes, now you have Kavone to be Mikayim the Mitzvah, just as Bezdin has to guide every Jew, he should be Mikayim all the Mitzvahs. So Chilitz is not Gora. But the Marichit is, not only that Chilitz is a Mitzvah, but that the Kiyuma Mitzvah of Chilitz is indispensable for the Hafko Ezik. That's a big Chilitz. Now if we say like the Marit, that Midraise, the Kiyuma Mitzvah of Chilitz Midraise, is indispensable for the Afkoye Zike, so Mimele Midrabonum too. So the Kiyuma Mitzvah of Chlitze in a full way, even Midrabonum, is indispensable for the Afkoye Zike Midrabonum. Because called the Midrabonum came to Raisi. Now, as far as Yibm is concerned, so there is no doubt that Midrabonum, Midraise, the fulfillment of Mrs. Yibm, consists just of being miyavi. You want miyavi olam, kochol ish. But midrabonon, so he will not be mikayim the mitzvah of yivim by just you want miyavi olam. On the contrary, it's an iser. So the mitzvah of yivim midrabonon can only be fulfilled if it is first preceded by maimer, and then it is followed by yivim. So then he's mikayim the mitzvah of yivim with midrabonon. But suppose he'll just be miyavim without maimer preceding it, so he will not be mikayim the mitzvah of yiv mirabon. The forgiving of yiv will not be mikayim mirabon. Now, so of course, as far the so there is a takones chachomim that in fulfilling the mitzvah of yiv mirabonon, he must first realize a maimer, and then yiv. That's in regard to the mitzvah of yiv. As far as the mitzvah of chlitz is concerned, so of course, the chachomim will not misakim that in order to be mikayim the mitzvah of chlitze yivim midrabonon, so first he should proceed by giving a get on it, and then finish up the mitzvah by giving chlitze. Of course not. That goes without saying. But what is the effect midrabonon? What is the effect midrabonon of get? Get, so midrabonon, it has in an incomplete way, midrabonon, the chumre, it has the same effect as chlitz. What's the effect of chlitz? To terminate the ishes, the zik, the kinyan zik, to put an end. That's chlitz. And so mele get, when one gives get to Yivame, the Yivame has a kinyan ishes in Yivame, the Yivame has a kinyan ishes in Yivame, when he gives a get, so midrabonon, it's considered as if he started to be chlitz. To fulfill the mitzvah of chlitz, midrabon, even though he's not mechuyev to proceed that way. On the contrary, that's not the ideal way of fulfilling the mitzvah of chlitz. The ideal way of fulfilling mitzvah of chlitz is just to give chlitz and that's all. But if he already gave a get first, so that means, so midraise, the giving of a get is nothing. Is nothing at all. But midrabonon, since a get has a certain legal effect, and it is maklish the zike, so then midrabonon, when one gave a get to the yivome, so midrabonon is considered as if he started the chlitze process. You see, I mean, whether it's a girs in the gemore itself or rishenim say it mishum daaschol ba bechlitze, and then the marshal says girsas marshal begirishin. Why? Because the marshal felt What is Ashruba Bechlitza? He didn't give Chlitzes yet. Just to get the answer is in the mitzvah of Chlitze, in the process of Chlitze. So of course, if he hadn't given a get to the Yevome, so then the mitzvah of Chlitze would be realized exclusively by the act of Chlitze. But since he started, he initiated the termination of the Ishes process by giving a get, so Mimele, the Midrabonon, the mitzvah of Chlitze, can be fulfilled by finishing up. We can argue that way. Not that it is necessarily so, but it can be argued that since he started the wrong way, he adopted the wrong approach. The proper approach would have been to start immediately with Chlitze. So he would have been Mikayim, the mitzvah of Chlitze, Midraisim, Midrabonon, in a full way. But he started the wrong way, and he, in effect, Midrabonon, so he started the Chlitze. Midrabonon, he started the Chlitze. Because the get is, Midrabonon is like Chlitze. It is Maklish the Zike. So Midrabonon, it can be considered as if the Yobim had already started on the process of Chlitze and had not finished it. But he already started. So Mimele, we could argue that in his situation, since he already started the wrong way and he started to be maklish the zikah, to be maklish the zikah, to negate the zikah by giving a get, but he did not succeed in negating the zikah, but he started to negate the zikah by giving a get, so mainly he has to follow up that approach. Otherwise, he will not fulfill the mitzvah of chlitze in a full way, mirabo. So we could argue that chlitze will, so the Gemara says like this, Bailes agetam, bailes maimer, izmen kidemes. Bailes agetam difem, shum de aschil bo bichlitze, whether it's in the Gemara or not. So in other words, since he started to fulfill the mitzvah of chlitze, he started to fulfill the mitzvah. Midrabonon, he already started to fulfill the mitzvah. Midraise, he didn't start on the fulfillment of chlitze. So, but Midrabonon, he already started the fulfillment of chlitze, even though he could have fulfilled in an ideal way the mitzvah chlitze without doing it. But he used the wrong approach. He started the negation, the negation of the zike by giving a get. So Mimele, so he started already, he already initiated the mitzvah of Chlitze, so Mimele, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Chlitze in a complete way, so he has to follow up with that woman and give Chlitze to the same woman. So then he'll fulfill the mitzvah of Chlitze, not only Midraise. Midraise, of course, because Midraise, the get is nothing, it's verbiage, Midraise. But Midrabonon too. So then he will have fulfilled the mitzvah of Chlitze, which consists essentially in negating the Zikeh, and he started the negation process, the negation of Zikeh process. So, I mean, the negation process of Zikeh, or negation process of Zikeh, by giving a get, so he has to follow it up. So, if he will give Chlitze to the same Yivome to whom he gave a get, so then he has fulfilled and completed the mitzvah of Chlitze in a full way, even with Rabbonon, in spite of the fact that he adopted the wrong approach. Masha'im Kein, we could argue that way. Masha'im Kein, if we are going to tell him, no, you gave a get to Leah, but Chlitze you give to Rochel the Balas Maimer. So of course Midraise will still be fulfilling the mitzvah of Chlitze completely. Because neither Maimer nor get means anything. But Midrabonon, so he will not be fulfilling the mitzvah of Chlitze completely. Because since he started the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Chlitze and Midrabonon in a certain way, and he didn't finish it that way. So Mimele, he will be lacking in the Kiyuma Mitzvah of Chlitza Midrabon. And according to Marit, where the Kiyuma Mitzvah of Chlitza Midraise is lacking, so there is no Afkazik Midraise. So we can say that where a Kiyuma Mitzvah of Chlitza is lacking Midrabonon, so there is of Kiyuma Mitzvah Midrabonon, so there is a Chisom in the Afkazik Midrabon. So, so that's the first alternative. Oy dilmo balis mai marahit mishum dikreva libiye. Now that is difficult to explain. So why is that? Why? What's the smaller of that alternative? So we can say so that is shemus kashi is other rabbi. So it's here and he said this that if kreva libiye, so it shouldn't say mai marahit. That's the thesis of shemus kashi against the pirush hakuntres. So we have to say as follows. Now we see. We saw from the Rashi, we explained it, that Yivn, the effect of Yivn is, the legal effect of Yivn is, that it's matkia de zike le mafreya vis-a-vis the other Yivn. That's the legal effect of Yivn. Of Yivn per se. Because otherwise, there would be a paradox, there would be a sphere. It has to be that way. I mean, it's imminent. This chalizdin of atkoe zike le vis-a-vis the other Yivn, by Yivn, is imminent in the halizdin of Yivn, because otherwise it would mean that the nisho is knuyo after a certain moment to do Yivn, and that's inconceivable. That is a paradoxical relationship. It's a sphere that would contain a sphere in any way. So in other words, so dafkor zikel mafreya vis-a-vis the other Yivn is imminent in the halizdin Yivn. Now in chlitze it is also a characteristic of Chlitze. Why? Because, as the Ramban, Dachman Alev explains, because Chlitze mokim yivn kaile. So when one has the mimonev shechida b'liyav mimachayit, so Chlitze has the same legal effect as him. But essentially, the legal effect of being matki azikel mafreya is imminent in him, not in Chlitze. It applies to Chlitze too, because of the mimonev shech, because Chlitze mokim yivn. But it's essential, in its essence, this attribute of being matkia zikel mafreya is imminent in Yiv. That's Yiv midrash. What is maimer? So maimer, that's the beginning midrabonon. So maimer. So there is takonis chachomim that the mitzvah of Yiv has to be fulfilled by first realizing maimer and then Yiv. And if somebody will realize Yiv by simply realizing Yiv itself, so then he's not the kind of mitzvah of Yivn Midrabon. So in other words, Maimer is really the preliminary Midrabonon, is the preliminary stage of Yivn, Maimer. The preliminary stage of Yivn, and then the Yivn is the consummation of that Yivn process, Midrabon. So Mimele, again, called the Tikkun Rabonon Kinderaisi Tikkun. So just as Yivn has a Chalizdin of Koezike, Limafreya vis-a-vis the other Yivomim, so Maimer too has a Chalizdin of Koezike, Limafreya vis-a-vis the other Yivomim. So the Gemara says, Oy Dilma, now, what did he do? He gave a Getulei, Shimon gave a Getulei, and he made Maimer in Rochel. Now he has to give Chlitze. Whom should he give Chlitze? Oy Dilma by this Maimer Adik, that he should give Chlitze to the Bailes Maimer, because if he had not adopted the wrong approach, so he would have been mikayim the mitzvah of chlitze, the mitzvah of chlitze, simply by giving chlitze, and then that chlitze would have been a chlitze that would have the same legal effect as him. It would be mafkia de zike vis-a-vis the woman of Afreya. But now that he made in Rochel, he made the Maimer, so Midrabonon, so it has the same legal effect as Yiv. So that means that Midrabonon lechumre, it's Mavkiya de Zikel Mafreya. So Mimele, we can argue that in order to be Mikayim the Mitzvah of Chlitze, on one hand, there seems to be a spirit, because after all, Maimer is just the antithesis of Chlitze, because Maimer Midrabonon accomplishes what? It's a Kiyanishis. She becomes his wife. And Chlitze is just the opposite. It's like Gerashin. I mean, it puts an end. But But on the other hand, but from another point of view, so we can say that since the Afkoe Zike takes effect as a result of the fulfillment of the mitzvah chwitze, now midraise, when one fulfills the mitzvah chwitze, so that too has the legal effect of him. That too has the legal effect of him by being mafkia the zike lemafreya. Now he adopted the wrong approach and he made a get. He realized the get in Leye and the Maimer in Rochel. But in Rochel, Midrabonon, he was Mafkia Zike vis-a-vis the other Yvomim, vis-a-vis the other Tzores, Mafreya Midrabon Lechumre. So Mimele, so that means that he already started. So we can argue that he already, the Dafke, by realizing, by giving Yechlitze to the Bales Maimer, to Rochel, will he be completing the mitzvah of Chlitze Midraise? And if, because if he will give chlitze to Bales Maimer, so that means now Yivim has two effects. First of all, Yivim is culminates the Kiyanishes Gmuro in the Yivame. She becomes his wife in a full way, and then it negates, Yivim negates the Zike vis-a-vis other Yivomim, vis-a-vis other Tzores Limafreya. So Mimele, one of the characteristics of a chlitze, of a chlitze ksheiro with the, that was not preceded by a get, by a maimer, a really proper chlitze. So one of the characteristics of a chlitze is that it, that chlitze just like even negates the zike limafreya vis-a-vis the other yivomim vis-a-vis the other tzores. That's one common aspect possessed by even and chlitze. But there is a difference. Chlitze, that's the only thing. It's mafkia the zikel mafreya. But Yivim, not only is mafkia the zikel mafreya vis-a-vis other Yivomim, vis-a-vis the Tzores, but it culminates into an ishes gmur vis-a-vis the Yovim with Miyad and vis-a-vis the Yivomim with Mishyabemis. But there is one common characteristic of Yivim and Chlitze in that it is mafkia zikel mafreya vis-a-vis other Yivomim, vis-a-vis other Tzores. So we can argue that in order that he should be able to fulfill the mitzvah of chlitze, even with Rabbanon, in a full way, now that he adopted the wrong approach and he messed up the whole relationship with the Yivomes, so would be by following up the chlitze dafke in Rochel, in whom he had maimer. Because in Rochel, because in Leo, in whom he gave a get, so even with Rabbonon he was not mafkia zikel mafreya, because the effect of get cannot be to be mafkia zikel mafreya, because how could the legal effect of a get in Yivome be more than the legal effect of a get in his wife? So I mean the effect of a get in one's wife is only mikal hava miyun is mafreya, but get is only mikal hava. So how could the legal effect of a get in Yivome be more than in wife? So in Leia, he did not begin to be mafkia de zike even mid rabbonon le mafreya. Mashenkin in Rochel, in whom he had maimer, so mid rabbonon, maimer has the same legal effect as him. So he already began to be mafkia de zike le mafreya in Rochel. Now, had he adopted the proper approach, so then he would have given chlitze to Leia to Rochel, suppose he would have chosen Leia Rochel, without messing up the relationship. So then, the mitzvah of chlitze would have been fulfilled by being through the mitzvah of chlitze, he would be mafkia the zikel mafreya. So now, if he will follow up the chlitze in Leia, he will not be able to be mafkia the zikel mafreya. Mashenkin, if he will follow it up in Rochel, so he already started to be mafkia the zikel midrabon mafreya. Now, when he'll give a chlitze, so he'll complete it. So we'll complete it. So Mimele, that might be better. That might be better. All right. Omar Avashe, Tosha. Omeid Rav Gamliel, Shidish, Get Acha Maimer, Umaimer Acha Get. So I get Odif, Lein Meine Maimer Abasrei, Lein Maimer Odif, Lurehin Neget Abasrei, Elo Lav Shmamino Ki Adode Nino. So the kashes is teaches as a kashes. So I said, so there is no correspondence. But we can explain it, even though the lotion is not so so smooth as according to the first Lashon Tosfos, the Lashon Gemara wouldn't be so smooth. But we can explain it on the basis of this Lomdes. So we can explain it as follows. So, if we say that in the case of Bailes Aget, U Bailes Maimer, so the following up, the Chlitze in the Bailes Aget, would constitute a complete fulfillment of the mitzvah of Chlitze Midraisi. I mean, Midrabon. So, if we say that get is odi, why do we say, according to the alternative, that Bailes Aget are different? So, why do we say that? Because why should we say Bailes Aget are different in the Gemara, in that alternative? Because since by giving a get to Leah, he in effect with Rabbonon began the process, the mitzvah process of chlitze mit Rabbonon. So Mimele, in order to complete it, so he has to follow up the chlitze in the same yivame. So Mimele, we should say, so that loyla hene maimer abasrei. If one gives a get to a yivame, so that means by giving the get to the yivame, he in effect. If he'll follow it up with the chlitze, and he'll have to follow it up with the chlitze, because otherwise he will not be able to be mafkir the zike. He has to give the chlitze. So in other words, so according to that alternative, the Bailes Aget adife, so if he already messed up the relationship, it wasn't the proper approach, but he already messed up the relationship. So under the circumstance, the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of chlitze, even with Rabbonon, would be by following up the chlitze in that woman whom he gave a get. And that will mean that the mitzvah of chlitze started by giving the get, and it was completed by following up the chlitze. So in other words, why should the maimer have any legal effect? As a matter of fact, he's still capable of following up chlitze in that woman whom he gave a get. So Mimele, that get should disqualify him, should preclude him from the possibility of making any other kinyan like Maimer. Because he really hasn't messed up anything. Because it looks like messing up the relationship. But by following up chlitze in the same Bailes Aget, it will be determined that he really fulfilled the mitzvah of chlitze completely. But there are two ways how to fulfill the mitzvah of chlitze. There is an easy way, a short way. Yeah. So by simply giving chlitze to the woman, that's all. Or there is a difficult way, a roundabout way. First giving her a get, and then giving a chlitze. So then it will mean that the mitzvah of chlitze mit Rabbonon has started by giving the get, then the mitzvah process has started, and it was completed when he gives a chlitze. So memele ish lo lehen a maimar abasrei vi maimar odi so lehen a gat abasrei el alaf shmameno ki adode ninu shmameno.
Shiur Chav Dalim Yevamos Chav Vav Sivan He Tov Shinam Vav June 24th, 1976 on Thursday.
So b'meila, that means that we apply the aloche of Koshen Yevamos Meni Lechlitze to Chayom Rabbi Deese. So b'meila, there is no zik altogether. There is no zik altogether. So b'meila, there is no zik. So Yachlitze is not a chesed kosher. So that's not like Karneiro, but Karneiro of course doesn't say it according to the Shittes of the Shemim. That Chayolam Ve'ese according to Maskon of the Gemore. So there is no Chlitz in the Raise, only Chlitz in the Ramon. Alright. So the Gemore has a Kashe. Honam et Yone, Yisamitze, Yisadvushach, Letrus, Yabemez. So, Hoso, Yisamitze, Lechud, Hoche, Yisamitze, Vache, Yisalk, Vachamim, Yolekim, Yisamitze, Mokim, Yisareavo. Vitis Yabe, Komashmalon. Vitis Yabe, Sokim, Vidraise, Rami, Kamei, Kopoka, Bachis Ukosi, Salt Daitoch, Amine, Mishim, Mitzmog, the Rabbonon, Komashmalon. Hosom befehl ich jetzt hat diesem bisschen für Lasch mir kommen schnell von ich hast oder ist mit Rex war hast mir ist mit war heiß schon noch wie schnell ja da heiß und ja die Leute mir ich ist mit mal mehr wie sie machen die Tele Karriere passe ich mit war der Rabanot ich die Sky ist sie nur mit ist sie ich in der Freie ist da heiß so hier die ja war ist mit zwei kommen na hoi sa achas me, hoi su lomali, haine, haine ha, mali le chad, mali le tre. So why does the Mishnah have to tell it in the two situations? Why does the Mishnah have to tell it? The Mishnah says, hoi sa achas, mehen asur al ze Yisrael ashnir, hoi sa achas mehen, asur al ze Yisrael, vashnir asur al ze Yisrael, asur al ze, מותרס לזה, ואסור לזה, מותרס לזה. וזוי שום, ואחרי זה, כשאיבמתו, יחלצס, אוי, מישלמס. So it was already mentioned before, הוי סבחס מן, אסור על ואחד ישראל, ואוסו בו מותבחי, זה ואשים לא סבשתיין. So maybe we can understand. So it's common sense that the second case, that if each one, each Yivome, is, one Yivome is an elbow to each Yom, so maybe So asur lo zeh muteras lo zeh, asur lo zeh muteras lo zeh. Hosu lo omoli hainahach, mal lichad mal litrei, tzrich, di yashmino. Hosu lo mishmi kesheni di muchach, avu ochen kesheni di muchach, ino loy, yashmino oche adarabe, tabayi muchach adode, avu di ochlei, tzrich. Vizui shomru, achi tzuki shiivem to yichletz esi yisyabem. So zui limute mai, limute is a mitzvah loze, is a mitzvah loze. Hosu lomali, hanahach, mau lichad, mau litre. So mau litre, kilo amru meik is a mitzvah mokin Yisrael, avu yichad yikil mitzvah mishim shei, avu yichad yikil mitzvah mishim shei, ni eini lahayu kini is a mitzvah mokin Yisrael, avu, u lahayu kini is a mitzvah mokin Yisrael, avu, avu liyadme, koma ashmeron. Hochalak ishini mukha, shari shtei misyavni, osu mishrach eis kukwa baalme, ואם הוא יעמו כמה שמות, אבל אם הוא חדוד, שזה לא יוכל לסתח הרס על זו, וכן זו מוכן יוצא זו על סור על זה, וזו על זה, לפי כל לקחת את כוסי, היין הרדו בהדי קטון לא לי לסמיץ לסדו שכלסס, כאילו אמרים לי כמסמיץ לא כמי אלבו לסיים מחיסו, יחד עם מסמיץ לא באחס, על האחות, ולשי שתי משתי נסקוקס, די שורס לי מרגום אל החי שחת אסטרולוג, או ששני נאמו ירגום, וכפו מחסתי כוסי, אוי. Now, אומר אבי במרת, now that we already learned that test, that you know, אומר אבי למרב, וכן תולר עצמי, ביחולון הנקי ובהם, האסור לו זה, מותרס לזה, ואחרי זה כשיבם תורי חלצה של מסיימת. So, ביחולון הנקי ובהם, בכל חומש עשרה הרייץ, בפריקמה, אפשר להם לי ישכי אחוי סניף של שני אחי, ויחס אסור על זה, משום אחס וכלהרוי סלום, ומותרס לזה, והשני אסור על זה, משום איסי שמעל בעצ, ומותרס לזה, ומתחכך נמצאו שני אחוי סניסייה בנייס, ומפוקו באחי סקוק, וחולו פירש לפריקה. So in other words, Rashi there, it explains that, it mentions the Tiyur. So in other words, what is mentioned in this Mishnah, that Asura, that if one Yivome, there are two Yivomes, and there are two Yivome, so if one Yivome is an Elvot one Yom, and the other Yivome is an Elvot to the other Yom, so Asura lo zeh muter lo zeh, Asura lo zeh muter lo zeh. So that has application to all that the Svoma writes. Mentioned in the first week. Bechor ani keira ben asu azem tera zeh achiz kishivem tech letzim zeh. Rabbi Yehuda mitargim mechamei tzileil. Rabbi Yehuda says, not, Rabbi Yehuda is made Rabbi Yehuda is made that we can visualize this halocha v'asur lezeh moteres lezeh v'asur lezeh moteres lezeh in connection with all the rites. Even before chamei tzileil. But in with vis-a-vis the arayis from chameisei ve'eleich, so it can be visualized al the nisui. Mashe'ei kei vis-a-vis the arayis by bitei, so then it cannot be visualized through nisui, but only through anusa mefuto. So memele the tane of the Mishnah, when the tane of the Mishnah said here, Asuro, who is Achim Asuro al Zeitzerav, Vashniyo Asuro al Zeitzerav, so he didn't have reference to Arayis that can be visualized only al Dei Anuso, not al Dei Nisui. But in the Chanami, the same thing applies, there is no Machlekes in Din between Rav Yude, between Rav Yude Marav and between Rav Yude. So Rav Yude Marav, the Chaim Tomer Rav Chiya, the Chulani Kira, the Nasrul, the Mutar Gozev, the Chaim Though the other five bovets can be visualized for Nisunim, but since the other five bovets are based upon, it's Bas Bitei, so Mimele, since we cannot visualize it in connection with Bitei, so the Tanya did not have reference to the Bas Bitei either. Nisunim Kamaya, Beis Otomai. Baie mitadim av bitei man isosei. Tim da ashpuka mishkach aso. Ni baie benis in tebe, ni baie benisu in tebe. Avo ishi sokep shloi bilo omeloi. Ki avo ishi sokep shloi bilo omeloi. Ki ben, da libe de rapshimenu di mishkach aso. Because rapshimen, according to rapshimen, we can visualize, because rapshimen holds that yib marakei neila, so there is no iser of ishi sokep shloi bilo omeloi. Al libe de rabon loi mishkach aso, bi pluk de loi komare. In other words, the Tanna and the Mishnah here did not have reference to something that is stolen in the Machlokes. The Rav Safka mitargim afi shesokav shelo yebelami. U'mishkachas lo b'shita ache v'alil l'Rav Shimon. V'simono? So we have that Gemara, Taftes. Meis nila v'yiv, meis nila v'yiv. In other words, so Ruvin v'shimei nisuin shtei achoyes, and then they had other brothers. Levi v'yehude nisuin shtei nochris. So far, the beginning, they were just four brothers, Ruben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. But Ruben and Shimon were nisuin shtei achoyes. Then Meis Ruben, Neilad Yisochar. Neilad Yisochar. So Yisochar was Neilad before Levi was Neyav. So even according to Rav Shimon, so she's Asur. Meis Ruben, Neilad Yisochar, Viv Levi. Meis Shimon, Neilad Zvur. Viv Yehuda, Meis Levi Yehuda Beloiboni, Vinof Lukami Yisocho Uzvu, Ho Asur Loze Muteres Loze. So the Eishes, Levi is Asurot Yisocho, but it is Muteres Lizvu, because vis-a-vis Zvu, it was Yid Barakeidela. אסור לזה מטר לזה, ואסור לזה מטר לזה. אסור לזה מטר לזה, ואחרי זה שאיבם. זאת גמור עשה קשה, לא מורי, ייבם יהודו, ולא ייבם יהודו, נאמה משכח אסלו. So even with five brothers we can visualize, so the Gemara says, מי שמצוק. So in order to the צוק, שדום סור, היידי נוקאט, יליבן יהודו משם צורו דבוי להשקוף הנם ביצור אסור לזה מותר לזה. So that's why he has, we have to visualize it in connection with six brothers, not five brothers. משם צור, הותי נח צורו, צורו די צור מהיק למימה. צורו צור להימה. So in other words, so even with six brothers, so we don't have the example of צור אסורו, so in the heart of you mean the name God we are. Right, that's the Gemara. All right. Now, let's see the Shittes HaRambam, the Gabe, Chlitz of Zohar. Rambam is very complicated. Of course, it appears that the Rambam passes like Shmuel, not like Rav. But even like Shmuel, so there are spheres. Now, Perkei Milchasiv Mulchlitze, Alochi Yudveiz. The Rambam says as follows. Nechlitzo achas vihen chlitzo psulo. Hutro linosi lizo zu shenechlitzo. Abo tzoroso asuro achetachlitz gam hi או יעשי יחליצו כל האחים ובישנו שנחליצו החליצו הפחוסו שהחליצו פחוסו מסלקי זיקסיב מבאי זה עד שתחזיר על כל האחים או יעשי תחליץ כל האחס מהם. So the Rambam says, now in the previous halacha, the Rambam mentioned in Perkei מלחסיד מחליץ הלוך יהוד, the Rambam says, החליצה שהחילה יצאיוב מלבם תתחילו אם קידמו דבר אחר נקריס קליצו מיורו ואם קידמו גטו עם מיימר בין יוב מזה בין יוחי בין בו בין בצורוסו הרי זה נקריס קליצו פחוס. So it's משמע כמו של הרמב״ם הלוך יהוד, he says ואם קידמו גטו עם מיימר בין יוב מזה בין יוחי בין בו בין בצורוסו, even the gate of the Maimah took place in the Tzoroso. So, הרי זה נקרא שחליצו פחוסו, even in this one. The Tzore of the Balas Maimah. The Tzore of the Balas Maimah. So it's still called שחליצו פחוסו. שחליצו פחוסו. So in other words, so שחליצו פחוסו covers, comprises every שחליצו פסולו. Even when you have a gru on the chshuvah. So it's still called, and he makes the chlitza in the chshuvah, so it's still called the chlitza pchus. Because he says, v'im kitmo geto imayna, b'im yob mze, b'im yochi, b'im bo b'tzoroso. So even if the mayna was realized, the geto imayna took place in the tzore, harei ze nikles chlitza pchuso, even in the tzore of the balas mayna, is called the chlitza pchus. Even though this is the Moch Shuvah. So, the Moch Shuvah. That's how it's Mashu from the Rambam. Now, let's see now the Rambam in the Kei Aloch Yudveis. Nechlitzo achas mehen chlitzo pchuso. And what does chlitzo pchuso mean? So from Aloch Yud, we can deduce that chlitzo pchuso as reference to any chlitzo pchuso. Whether both are shoveis, or one is a gruo, and one is a chshuva, and whether he does it in the gruah or he does it in the chshuva, even if he does it in the chshuva, but still, as long as he's not allowed to be miyam her, it's a chlitzo prus. So any chlitzo prus, any chlitzo psulo, he comes within the connotation of chlitzo prus. So he says, nechlo tzachman chlitzo prusso, hutro inosim izo zu shenechlit. אבל צורוסו אסורו עד שתחליץ גם היא או עד שיחליצו כל האחים לרישנו שנחליצו החליצו הפחוס שהחליצו פחוסו מסלקי זיקסים מבעל זה עד שתחזיר על כל האחים או עד שתחליץ כל האחים. So it seems that the Rambam passed was like Shmuel. In other words, not like Rav. Because according to Rav, so החליצו פחוסו יצור חלז על כל האחים, so even that particular יבומי, who received חליצה, the חליצה פסולה, is not with her as the shul, until she gets חליצה from the other יבומי. And he says, Nechlitza achas menchlitza p'chutza, putro li nosim zo zu shenechlitza. Zu shenechlitza. So that means that the one that received chalitza, so she's with Teresh Mishuk without chizur al-gala. So that's like Shmuel, according to Rav. So even this Yivomer herself, so should not be Muteres L'shuk without Chizor Klachim. And furthermore, it's Mashal Loshen Rambam that in every kind of Echlitza Pruso, whether it's Shovi or it's a Kuhin the Chshuma, whether the Chlitza was given, the Chlitza Chshuma was given, or the Chlitza Kuhin was given. Let's say one is a Balas Maimer and the other one is the Tzore. So when it doesn't make any difference whether the Balas Maimer received the Chlitze or the Tzor of the Balas Maimer received the Chlitze. So in either case, it's Hutro and Oslizo without Chidal Brachim. Obviously, mm-hmm. I mean, he passes like Shmuel, not like Abba Tzoroso, Asurach Tachlitz Gami. Now, so then you'll say, it's like Shmuel, but like the Loshin in the Gemara, that distinguishes between Mifta Nafshel and Mifta Tzore. Mifta Nafshel, Mifta Tzore. Alright? So, that would be. So then, the Rambam should say that if there is a Chlitza Pchutso, so then this Yivome that received the Chlitza Pchutso is Muteres L'shuk. But the Tzore is not Muteres L'shuk. The Tzore is not Muteres L'shuk. So the Tzore herself, in order to be Muteres L'shuk, must herself get chlitze, but the Rambam doesn't say that. He says nechlitz achmer chlitza pchusa hutrunas lizaros ushenechlitzo avol tzorosa asua achetechlitz gam he. All right, oi achiyachlitzu kol achil leroshino shenechlitz achlitza pchusa. So there are two alternatives in order to be matter the tzor of the one who received the chlitza pchusa. Either that the tzor herself gets chlitze, so we have no problem with that. That could be in accordance with the Loshin in the Gemara that he distinguishes between Mifta Nafshel and Mifta Tzor. Between Mifta Nafshel and Mifta Tzor. But the Rambam says even if the Tzor doesn't get Chlitze, but just the same woman will get Chlitze from the other Yom. Let's say that to you, Mom. That to you, Mom. Let's say Shimon and Levi, and Shimon gave a chlitza pruso, let's say to Leah. So Leah is muteres lishuk without chizavra, but Rochel in order to be muteres lishuk, so there are two alternatives to enable her to get married. Either that Rochel herself should get chalitze, or so with that we don't have any problem. But even. If Rochel will not get chlitze, but the same Leah who got chlitze from Shimon will get chlitze from the other Yom, so then Rochel will also be muteres l'shuk. This is what it says. Avot zochos asura shetachlitz gami, or yachi yachlitz kol ha'achil v'shino shenachlitz ha'chlitz ha'pchuso. Shein chlitz ha'pchuso misalke zikasiv mibayze, ad shetarze al kol ha'achil, or yachi yachlitz kol ha'chasmer. Or yachi yachlitz kol ha'chasmer. So he says, אשר יחליצו פחוסו מסלקת זיגסיב מבי זה, עד שתר זה על כל האחי, או עד שתחליץ כל האחס מהן. So, עד שתחליץ כל האחס מהן, we understand? So that is in line with the Washington Gemara that distinguishes between the Elbo and the Tzore. The Elbo and the Tzore. And that's the way the Ramban and the Rajbo pass. But the Ramban and the Rajbo pass that Rochel in order to be Muteres L'shuk must herself get Chalitza. But if Rochel doesn't get Chalitza herself, even though Leah will get Chalitza from the other remaining Yivomim, so Rochel will not be Muteres L'shuk. But the Rambam says that Rochel can be Muteres L'shuk in two ways. Either by herself getting Chalitza, or by Leah getting Chalitza from the other Yivomim. So that's the question. So, how is that? What is that account? What is that account? Now, the Bir Agor Now the Mechaber mentions it as the Rambam, he mentions the Shita of the Ramban and the Rashi. Now, Simen Kuf in Ebenezer, Simen Kufayen, Sif Yutes. You want me to have a boy in by Sahot Kibish and Ibra Achas Nen, you of Shero, in Echlitz of Hilo Mul, Huitz of Mulo, who track, when he sound good because I yop Malay, when he bow Achas Men Bulo Psulo, Bilo Psulo, or not so get, we not so minor puzzle, Nes Hukulo Mulu, we trick or get Zush and Ibao, or she not so minor, we trick or Achas Mahlitz of Atiro is all. שאם זיקס היה אבי מסתלקת לביל הפרוס, נחלי צו אחס ממחליץ הפרוסו, הוא צריך לנוס אלי זו, ובו שנרם, אוי זה שנחלי צו, אבל צורו זה אסור עד שתחליץ גם מי, אוי עד שיחליצו כל האחים ולשאינו שנחלי צו אחלי צו הפרוסו, שנחליץ הפרוסו מסלקת זיקסיב מבי זה, עד שתחליץ על כל האחים, אוי עד שתחליץ כל האחס מהם, זה דס הרמב״ם, זה נחלי קורא לו, זה הרמב״ם נרש בו, they say that in order, now if they got got chalitze, from Shimon, it's a chalitze pchuso, so then, in order that roche, the tzore, should be interest for shuk, only if roche lasov gets chalitze, the Rambam and the Rashi says. But the Rambam shita is, either if roche lasov gets chalitze, or if Leia will get chalitze from the other hand. So roche will become it. Now, the Gro says, I mean, it's in line with the pshat of the Magid Mishneh, that the Rambam paskels like Shmuel, and the paskels like the Loshen in the Gemara, that there is a distinction between the elbow and the tzoret, So, b'mifta nafshel b'mifta tzoret. But the question arises, so as Stasis points out, in all the Gesheim, that from Zion Dale, they know it, I wouldn't force the camera to Shmuel, Israel will Israel come, so what is Shemuel the Besomuch, the Matriginon, the Mifta Nafshe, the Mifta Tzore, the Mifta Tzore. So Mimele, we have to say that Cholatz Lachoyes, so in other words, so Loinifta Rotzores, So Mimele, so how can Chizur al Kol Achim be effective? And the Gemara says, in that Loshen, Shmuel Nami Hizchel Hizchel Koma, Hizchel Vachoye Yisro Yigma Bitzoreis, Ditna Alosor Odom Bitzor Askri Vaskutzosei, Hizchel Bitzoreis Yigma Rav Vachoye Yis. So what does it mean, Hizchel Vachoye Yisro Yigma Bitzoreis? In other words, in the case of Cholatz Lachoye Yisro Yigma Bitzoreis, if Shtei Achoye Yis, were not full in front of Mishnei Achim from Levin, they were married to Levin Yehuda. Leo and Rochel were married, Leo was married to Levin. And Levi had another wife, Zilpah, who was not his sister. And Yehuda was married to Rochel. And Yehuda had another wife, had Bilam, the Tzor. So Cholatz Lachoyes, so he says, Hisri. So according to that Lashon, so Yisro b'achoyes lo yigma b'tzores. Yisro b'achoyes, so lo yigma b'tzores. In other words, if he gave chalitze, let's say to the achoyes first he gave chalitze, they both were neflis, the wife of or the wives of Levi and Yehuda were both neflis before Ruvei. So if it's Yisro b'achoyes, if he gave chalitze, let's say to Leah, the wife of Levi. So Lehigma Bitzoris. Lehigma Bitzoris, so you cannot give Chalitze. You cannot give Chalitze to Bila and Pater Roche. You cannot give Chalitze to Bila and Pater Roche. Now, so but according to the Rambam, now the Rambam Paschus, the Gros says that the Rambam Paschus, like that Losh in Shmuel, that we distinguish between Mifta Nafshe and Mifta Tzore. So Mimele, so why does he say that if there is Chizur al Kol Achim, So, Pater, here, he says, Yisrael, Yisrael, Be'achoyis, lo yigma b'tzoreis. Lo yigma b'tzoreis. So we have to say, according to the Gro, according to the Magnishness chat in the Gro, that when Yimore says, Shmuel name Yisrael, lo Yisrael koma, Yisrael b'achoyis, lo yigma b'tzoreis, so the Rambam doesn't apply Shmuel's din. Shmuel's din of Cholatz l'achoyis, lo yigma b'tzoreis, to a case where there is only one yom. Rashi applies it. Rashi and all the other Rishonim apply it to a case where there is only one yom. In other words, there were three brothers altogether. Reuven, Levi, and Yehud. Reuven, Levi, and Yehud. Three brothers. And Levi had two wives, Leah and Zilpah. And Yehud had two wives, Rochel, who is a sister of Leah, and Bilhah. And Bilhah. So then they were both. So the wives of Levi and Yehuda were both nephews before Reuven. There is no other yom, just one yom, Reuven. But according to the Rambam, so if there is, according to that lashon of Shmuel, that there is a distinction between Nifta Nafshi and Nifta Tzore, so then we'll have to say that, so even when there is a chlitza p'chuso, so the Tzore also becomes poter. If there is chizur al kalachi, now in the case where there is just one yom Reuven, so in Meile there is chizur al kalachi. It's the only one. So the Rambam will have to apply the member of Shmuel to a case where there are two yom. Not as Rashi explains that there is only one yom. In other words, they were four brothers: Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. And Levi was married to Leah and Zilpah, and Yehuda was married to Rachel and Bilhah. And then Levi and Yehuda died. So then he says, when he says, Yisrael will Yisrael, Yisrael b'achoyes, Yisrael b'achoyes, so, lo yigma b'tzoreis, lo yigma b'tzoreis, so that means that if he gives the chalitze to, so he started with achoyes, he gave chalitze to Leah, that's one bias, and then, so lo yigma b'tzoreis, he cannot give chalitze to Bilhah and Pater Roche. But in the case where there is just one yom, so there is already chizur al kalachi. But according to the Rambam, so Shmuel is referenced to the case where there are two yom. And when does it say lo yigma b'tzoreis? In other words, if he doesn't, if Shimon is not going to give chalitze to Bilhah, but just Reuven, so then. So if he gives chalitze after Reuven gave chalitze to Leah, the tzore of Rochel will be tzore sachis putzose. So it's a chalitze pchuso. So maybe it's a chalitze pchuso. So he cannot pater. So the chalitze that is given to Bilhah cannot pater Rochel without chizur al kalachim. And here we have reference Shmuel as reference to the case where there are two yivamim. So he has reference to the case where there was no chizur al kalachim. But in a chaname, if there is chizur al kalachim, so then if both Reuven and Shimon will give chalitze, Reuven and Shimon will give chalitze to Bilhah, then to pater tzore, so to pater Rochel, and Rochel will be muteres l'shuk. This is how the Rambam will have to apply the member of Shmuel. But we have to understand the shit is a Rambam itself. I mean, what's this for? What's this for? Now, so we have to say, of course, the Rambam passes like Shmuel. The Rambam passes like Shmuel that Chlitza Psulo is in Tzorvaz al Kalachim. So, in other words, so then we have to say, as we explain Shmuel, because whereas Rav holds that the Chlitza Psulo, so does not have the legal effect of him of being Mavkiah, the Zik, vis-a-vis the Yivonim, so Shmuel is Chilik al Rav. And Shmuel holds that even Echlitza Psulo has the same legal effect as Yivon. And it can be Mavkiah, the Zik, Limafreya vis-a-vis the Yivonim. Why? Only vis-a-vis the Yivonim. Vis-a-vis the Yivonim in this Yivome, to whom Echlitza was given. So it has to be Mafkiah Mafreya. Why? Because this legal effect of being Mafkiah Mafreya, the other Yivomim had in this Yivome is imminent in Chaleis Dichlitz. Because otherwise, if it wouldn't, so it would mean that until the moment of Chlitze, she was the Knuyo to both Yomim, and Vishal betray the Chazye. So that would possess a stire. So I mean, so it would be a paradoxical relationship, the Zike, if it wouldn't be Machir and Machreya vis-a-vis the other Yomim. But, so when would it involve a stire only in vis-a-vis the other Yomim? But, vis-a-vis the Tzores, so then there is no paradoxical relationship. Because it's only an Iser of Baisach of the Bein Evin Evin Shnei. But there is nothing paradoxical, I mean repugnant, in being in one yom, having a key and niches in two yoms. So in the melee, the Rambam says, Nechlitza acha men nechlitza pchuso, hutcholi nosi lizo, zushe nechlitz. Why? Because even though it's a chlitza pchuso, but we have to say that the chlitza is the legal effect of being mafkia, the kiyanishes, that the other Yivomim had in this Yivome. Otherwise, if it wouldn't be mafkia, le mafreya, so it would mean that she was knuyo to Yivomim, and it's a libitrei, is lechazi. Aval tzoroso, but in respect to the tzore, so then there is no stire, because one man can have a kianishes in two men. There is an isar here, it's not allowed to be miyavutu, but there is no stire in the relationship. So memele, vis-a-vis the tzores, so it does not have the legal effect of being mafkia, the zikel imafreya, vis-a-vis the other tzores. But if it's not a chlitza pruso, so then we apply the aloche of he shlichus the tzores kav. So mikavu havo. So we can mafkia the kiyanishes. Mashayinkin, if it's a chlitza pruso, so then it cannot be mafkia. It cannot be mafkia the kiyanishes. So the aloche of he shlechus of tzores kav doesn't apply if it's a chlitza pruso. So memele, the tzore has to have a separate chalitz. But then the question is, why does the Rambam say, "Ache aval tzoroso asur ache tachlitz gamli or ache yachlitzu kol ha'achim l'vishenu shenechlitzu achlitzu apruso"? But that means if the other yom, let's say that two yom. Reuven and Shimon, if they are two Yivomim, Reuven and Shimon, and they are two Yivomes, so if, let's say, Reuven gave Chalitza, let's say, to Leah, he gave Chalitza to Leah, and so Rochel does not become a Teres L'shuk, but if Shimon will also give Chalitza, so then she will be Muteres L'shuk. So we have to say that in regard, so true that the chlitze that Reuven gave to Leah, so it was the chlitze that Reuven gave to Leah, so that was Machia de Ziki, the key initials, the Chimenhead in Leah, the Machia, because otherwise it would mean that she was knuyo libitrei, and that's impossible. It's impossible. But there is no stire in the fact that if, let's say, that Leah, who received chalitze, so it becomes determined with Matreya, that she was never knuyo. That she was never knuyo to Shimon. But as far as Rochel is concerned, as far, so was never knuyo to Shimon, but as far as Rochel is concerned, so there will be no stire if we'll say that Rochel still remained is not, he's still Knuyot. He's still Knuyot to Shimon. So, in other words, so then it will not be he shall be betrayed, because then it will mean that Leo, that Leo, so was the Knuyot, was the Knuyot of up to the moment of the Chlitz. Let's say there are two Yevamos, and there are two Yevamim, Reuven and Shimon. And let's say in Reuven gave the chlitz of chuso to Leah. So then the Rambam says, so Rochel is asur l'shu. Rochel is asur l'shu. Unless the same one, Leah, that got chlitz from Reuven will also get chlitz from Shimon. Will also get chlitz from Shimon. So Mimele, if she just gets chlitza from Reuven, if Leah just gets chlitza from Reuven, so then it becomes determined with Mafreya that Leah was never knuyot to Shimon. But as far as Rochel is concerned. So she can still be considered to as Knuyot to Shimon, as far as Rochel is concerned. So Memele, since she's still after Reuven gave Chalitza, after Reuven gave Chalitza to Leah, so then it becomes determined that Leah was never a skuko to Shimon, but Rochel is still Knuyot to Shimon. He's still Knuyot to Shimon. So Mimele, if Shimon will give Chlitza to Leah, so Mimele, that will be Mafkia, the Zike that Shimon had in Rochel also. So that's why the Rambam says, that she אבל צרוס האסור עד שתכלית גם היא, או עד שיחלוץ את כל האחר לרישינו, שנחלוץ האחליץ, או עד שיחלוץ את כל האחר לרישינו, שנחלוץ האחליץ האפחוס. In other words, because true, that Reuven gave already chlitza to Leah. But when Reuven gave chlitza, as a result of the chlitza that Reuven gave to Leah, so that was mafkia lemafreya, the key and zike that Shimon had Leah, but it was not Mafkia, because otherwise there would be a stirah. But the chlitze to Leah by Reuven, it was not Mafkia the zike and Mafreya. The key and zike that Shimon had in Rochel. It is Mafkia and Mafreya, the key and zike that Shimon had in Leah, but it's not Mafkia the key and zike that Shimon had in Rochel. So Rochel still remains kukov. Rochel still remains kukov to Shimon. But then when Shimon gives chlitza to Rochel, to Leah, so then it will be Matia de Zike. It will be Matia de Zike that Shimon had Noroch. All right, we'll leave it here.
Shukufei Nivamos Chav Zayin Sivan Hei Tov Shin Lamed Vav, January 25th, 1975. Last year in Nivamos.
The explanation of the Rambam yesterday, I had to develop before I finished the explanation of the Rambam. Now the Rambam Perikei Milchesim of Chlitze Halochi Yidvei said as follows: Nechlitzo Achas Mehen Chlitzo Pchuso Yutchol Yose Yizor Zushen Nechlitzo אבל צורוס האסור עד שתאחורי צחליץ גם היא ויד שיחליץ כל האחי ולשאינו שנחליץ האחליץ הפחוסו שהחליץ הפחוסו מסלק את זיקה סיב מבי זה עד שתאחליץ כל האחי ועד שתאחליץ כל האחי So the groy in the Ezer, he says, and the Rambam Paschus like Shmuel, In other words, Shmuel says that chlitza p'sula is any tzorach la'aretz al kolaki. But there are two machines in Shmuel. So with the common paschals like the Russian, in Gemara, that a hanil miftar nafshi, abu miftar tzorach soloi. So the Ramban and the Rashba also paschal like that. But they say that according to Ramban and the Rashba, so she was nechlitza, chlitza, p'chuso, so she is muteres l'inosi l'izah, but the tzorah is not muteres until she herself gets chlitza. But the Rambam mentions two alternatives. Abu tzorosa asur ha chitachlitz gami, or ya chiyachlitzu kol ha'achim l'risheno, she nechlitzu ha'achlitzu ha'achlitzu. In other words, suppose there are two yivonim. There are two yivonim and two yivonis. Let's say Leah and Rochel. Two yivonis. And two yivonim, Ruben and Shimon. And Reuven gave chlitze to Leah, and it's a chlitze psula. So to Leah. So the Rambam says that Leah is with teres l'shuk, but Rochel is not with teres l'shuk unless one of two things will take place: either that Rochel herself will get chlitze, Rochel herself will get chlitze from the Yom. So at that point, the Ramban, the Rashba agree. So that is according to this, the washing in the Gemara, that Hanan Mila Mifter and Afshe, Abu Mifter and Tzoraloi. But the Rambam says that there is another alternative. Even if Rochel does not get Chlitz herself, but if she after Leia got Chlitz from Reuven, so Leia will get Chlitz from Shimon also, so then Rochel will also become a teres. That's strange. That is strange. So I said as follows. In other words, the Rambam Shita is now that according to Shmuel, that Chlitza Psula in Tzorach La'aretz al Kolachi is the, why does Rav say that Chlitza Psula is Tzorach La'aretz al Kolachi? Because if it's a Chlitza Psula, so Mimeiro, it does not have a legal effect of Yib to be Mafkiya de Zikasi, the Mafkiya de Zikai, the Mafreya vis-a-vis the Rivon. But Shmuel is chilek, and he holds chlitza psula is in tzorach la'aretz al kolachim. So that means even a chlitza psula has the same little effect as him, and it can be mafkia the zike vis-a-vis the other yivon. So that's only some mele. When Reuven gave a chlitza psula to Leo, so it was mafkia the zike vis-a-vis the other achim. Why? Vis-a-vis Shimon. So that was mafkia l'mafreya, the key and zike that Shimon had in Leah. Why is it mafkia? Because this is imminent in the chaliz din chlitze. Because what's the purpose of chlitze to mafkia the zike? If it will not be mafkia the zike l'mafreya vis-a-vis other yivomim, so it will mean that until the moment of chlitze, both yivomim, Reuven and Shimon, had a key and zike in layer, but it's a betray is lechazie. So mainly it's imminent, it's a necessary incident of the chaleis din chlitze that it has to be mafkia l'mafreya vis-a-vis d'aryom. Otherwise, it would mean that for a certain time she was clearly betrayed, and that would be a paradoxical relationship. It would possess a stira. So that's only in regard to the key and zike that Shimon has in Leah. So there we have to say that it's imminent in the Afkoe zike by Chlitze that it should be mafkia the zike l'mafreya vis-a-vis Shimon. But in regard to Rochel, so there wouldn't be any stira, even if the zike wouldn't be pokal l'mafreya. So when Reuven gave Chlitze to Leah, so that was mafkia the zike l'mafreya vis-a-vis Shimon in regard to the king and Zike, the Chimon had Leah. But in regard to the king and Zike, the Chimon had Rochel, it was not Mafkia l'Mafreya. So Mimele, Rochel is still Asuro. Is still Asuro, Linos Eliza. But the question is, this is the thing that I didn't discuss yet. So, but how can the Chlitze by Shimon to Leah, when Leah already became with Teres L'shuk? So the Zike in Leah was Pokal Gamre. So she's like a nochis. There is no zik in her. So how can the act of chlitze by Shimon Leye have any legal significance and be matia? Oh. Oh, this is the thing that I want to discuss. I didn't have time to discuss last time. Now, we saw that the Rambam, that Chof, we saw that the Shittas Rambam is the Bahai of Lam Beese, even though from the Gemara it's Mashma, it's not Kone, but it doesn't mean it's not Kone Kinyan Gomor. But yeah, it's not Kone at all. But Loi Kone Kinyan Gomor. Lift the Tzoros. So if Chai of Lam Beese, let's say the Yom was Miyab, the Almon of the King Godu, so then he's Kena. And not as the Miri says, B'teras Dushin Bia. But B'teras Yidin is Kena. But it doesn't part of the song. So how did we explain it? We explained it that there are two halachas in here. First of all, there is halacha that in Yom, Yivom or Yovelo. So in other words, if there is Zike, some Mimele is Kena. And then there is a mitzvah here. So the Shittas HaRambam is, when the Yivim constitutes a mitzvah Yivim, if he is mitayim mitzvah with the Yivim, so then not only is it mafkia the zikah in the Yivom, whom he was miyavim, but it's mafkia the zikah from the whole bites, he patters the tzore also. Mashayim ki machayim lavim vese. So there is zikah Yivim, but there is certainly no mitzvah Yivim. There is no tchia in eset yichalaisis vese. So since there is no mitzvah Yivim, so is mafkia the zikah from the Sivom herself, Mashay, but not from the whole bais. So in order to part of the Tzore, he must be mitayim the mitzvah Sivom. But if there is Zika Sivom, and there is no kiyum mitzvah Sivom, so then he parts her. So he's able to become her, but he doesn't part of the Tzore. As a matter of fact, so in other words, according to the Rambam says, Hayulam Vese in the Yom was born, and I was one of the King Godel, so he's kind of her. But he's not, doesn't part of the song. He's kind of her. And not B'teras Dushin Greide, B'teras Dushin Bia, as the Miri says. But B'teras Yiv. So he's kind of her. Now, what would be if he divorces her? Would you require for it? Say no. So the Machshov, Dafchov says, at that point there is a Machlekes between Dafchov in Yivomes. There is a Machlekes between the Machshov and the Kanerei. And the Kanerei. So the Machshov says, in Vasur says, Piteras Pias King Godel, Piteras Rosso, Lechiva the Tzor Dafke Fliege Balmon Neresen. Vigem am Domar in Piteras Rosso. Kim de Nese de Chalese se. Vi ochel in Itaim bo Mitzvah Sivim Klau. Va Adayim Tzor Rosso is Fuka Liiv. Avo Bihi Gufe Kula Alme Le Fliege Di Saga Lo Biget. Da Fil Man Domar in Nese de Chalese se. Vi ochel in Itaim bo Mitzvah Sivim. Mikom Bot Marish Tio Chodova. Vi Gushin Tish Vichayolam. The Sagala beget, and she doesn't require chlitze. The Kanereim is chelik. And the Kanereim says, no, she requires chlitze. But from the Rambam, it's mashma like the Masho, not like the Kanereim. Why? Because the Shittas HaRambam is that even Bahayolam Vese, so there is no Tchie. But Zikas Yivim there is. But since there is no Tchie, it's not the time the Mitzvah Yivim if he is born well. So Mimele, in order to part of the Tzore, he must be the time the Mitzvah Yivim. In order to be matkia the zikah from the old bayis, but in order to be matkia the zikah in this yivom herself, even without the kiyum mitzvah yivom, just on the basis of the fact that there is zikah yivom without the kiyum mitzvah of yivom, so it's matkia the zikah of this yivom herself. So Mimele, if he divorces her, she doesn't require chlitz. So the same thing that the Rambam says in connection with yivom. So the Rambam would also apply to Chlitze. Because the mitzvah of Yivim and Chlitze is a mitzvah in alternative. Either he's Miyavim or he's Chlitze. So merely just as we got the Yivim, we say that wherever there is Zikei, but there is no Kima mitzvah of Yivim. So that is enough to be Matkia the Zikei in this Yivim, that is Miyavim. But it's not enough to cover the Tzore. So if one is Chlitze, if one is chelitz, so suppose he gives chlitze to the yivomi, but he's not, the kiyum mitzvah chlitze is not fulfilled. There is a maisa chlitze, but he's not mikayim the mitzvah chlitze. So to patter her, it's enough. Just as yivim without the kiyum mitzvah yivim is enough to be mafkir the zikah from this yivomi herself. So chlitze without the kiyum mitzvah chlitze is enough to be mafkia the zikah from this yivame. But to pata the tzore, to be mafkia the zikah from the whole bayis, only there is if he is mitayim the mitzvah chlitze. If the mitzvah chlitze is fulfilled. Now, I said when we learned the Gemara the Rashi that when one yovel is miyam, so that's mafkia the zikah limafreya vis-a-vis other yivame. Vis-a-vis the other yomim. So the question is, so why do we say Nesra Shachas? Why do we say Nesra Shachas? So we said that it's Mafkir Mafreya in the same way as Miun is Mafkir Mafreya. In the same way as Baal, according to Mamma Noma, that is Eitel Mafreya. Not in the same way as Atoras Chochem is Eitel Mafreya. Atoras Chochem is Eitel Mafreya, so it means it's going to Mafreya that there was never any nether. Kiru Oy. But Baal, that is according to Mamma Noma, made Yoroka. So it doesn't mean that it's kiyul oyo. But vis-a-vis all mikan lahavid kinyonim, so it has retroactive effect. But vis-a-vis lemafreya itself, it's not considered as if it never has existed, as if it never took effect. Now that we see, so we see that there is a distinction between Atoras Chochem and Atoras Baal. According to my norma, that make yaroka. So the Gemara says, if one woman says Arini Nizira, and then another woman says Arini Kemeiseich, and then the Chochom was Mati of the Neber of the first Ishe, so then the Nizires of the second Ishe is also Mati. Why? Because the Chochom is Ital Mafreya, so it's going to be from Mafreya, there was no Neber, there was no Nizires, nothing happened. So there is nothing in which the Nizires of the second woman could be Nizires. Masha'inke, if a woman, the first woman took a Nizires, and then another woman said, Arini Kemeiseich, and then the Baal was Mati of the Neder, was Mayfair, the Neder of the first woman, so even according to Mandoma, that Mayfair.